Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I'm Absolutely Fine, the podcast from The Mid-Alt that looks at all the glamour and indignity of being a grown-up. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Emily, and I'm absolutely fine, but I recently found something in my diary for next Tuesday, and it's
I should
totally
say your
illegible.
Physical diary.
Oh, yeah, no, I still use a pencil diary, and I can't read the writing. So it's at a very specific time, 11:55. It's completely illegible. And so I don't know if it's like me noting that there's like an eclipse or some hugely important appointment, maybe even a doctor's appointment or whatever. So actually, this isn't really an I'm absolutely fine. This is more a plea. If anyone's scheduled anything with me at 11:55 next Tuesday, can you let me know? Thanks. How are you, Annabelle?
Do you usually note down the lunar eclipse?
No, but it might just be something where I'm like, remember to listen to something or watch something. I don't know. Who knows? I'm just guessing. I'm pulling at straws.
I've started to notice when there's a full moon.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more, you know, sort of a wild woman who howls at the moon.
But we go to moon meditations.
We do. We do a full moon meditation with the miracle that is Estelle Bingham, who's been on the podcast. And if you look at her Instagram, then she tells you when her full moon meditation is. And it's quite something.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was asleep. Cosmically.
She said it was a cosmic sleep.
Exactly.
This is not just a sleep. This is a cosmic sleep.
That's all we need. Cosmic sleeps, guys, because seriously.
How did you feel when you woke up?
I felt fantastic. It was like she switched me off. She said, everybody close their eyes, whatever. And then boom. And then she went, now it's time to wake up. And I woke up instantly. It was like a miracle.
Whereas me, with my hypervigilance, I was on the same meditation. I didn't realise you were meant to lie down. I thought, well, that'll be a disaster. I'll completely fall asleep and miss it. So I sat rigid
waiting.
For the whole thing, waiting.
That's us, isn't it?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you for asking. But September has brought the return of the overwhelm. Mm. Personally, professionally, and it all feels like, I mean, I wake up every morning and I think, I don't know how I'm going to cope. Mm. And in order to better handle the overwhelm, I've decided to give up drinking during the week. And whenever anyone said that to me during lockdown, oh, I'm not drinking during the week, I'd go, why would you do that to yourself? But I figured it might help. And it shouldn't be a big deal. It's not a big deal because I was only having one drink or maybe two drinks every single night, bar maybe about five for the last year. I don't know if it's going to make me more capable, but it is making me feel as though I have nothing to look forward to at the end of the day.
This whole feeling thing is just really incredibly difficult, isn't it? It's like sometimes when we're feeling everything, like in the overwhelm, and you're like, oh my God, I'm feeling everything, this can't be right. And then sometimes you feel nothing and you think, oh my God, I should be feeling, honestly.
Emily and I both had the flu jab yesterday, and my arm's a bit hot and sort of pulsating, and hers is nothing is happening. So I'm like, am I going to get flu? And she's like, did they do it wrong? Feeling too much or not feeling enough? Where should we live?
I feel like there is now no limit of the things that we'll do together. We go on holiday together. We got flu jabs together. We record podcasts together. Is there any end to it, Annabelle?
Hopefully not. Today's podcast is ostensibly not about feelings. Today's podcast is a beauty special for autumn, well, for any time, really. It's not stuff that's particularly new, although some of it is. But really, I'm not going to talk about, like, high glamour fashion makeup. It's just stuff to make everyone's lives a bit easier, maybe a bit more pleasurable. I find that word very sort of pervasive and disgusting, pleasurable. But some of this might do that. So I don't really know where to start because I'm feeling so overwhelmed and mad. So for no particular reason, I'm going to start with hair. Hair here.
Hair.
Not chin hairs. Not ingrown hairs.
No.
Hairs out of the top of our heads. So shampoo. Now, to my mind, you know, one shampoo is really like any other shampoo. And I didn't really think there was much point in trying expensive shampoo. I have recently, I have to admit, been using Hair Story's new wash. And they say it's not a shampoo because it doesn't contain detergent. But, you know, it's a shampoo in that it cleans your hair. The major, major problem with it is that it's £44.
Ouch.
Which is an abomination, and no shampoo should be £44. So I just apologise for even bringing it up. However, it followed me around Instagram for about 2 years, saying people with fine hair, this might help people with fine hair. And I gave in and I ordered some, and it helps. And I've read a lot of reviews, and it doesn't help everybody. But, you know, enough people say this has transformed. You know, I can leave my hair to air dry. I can't quite, my hair's too fine, but I almost can. I have to wash it less often. And, you know, it just, if you've got difficult hair, it might be worth having a look, although I apologise for the price. But talking of washing hair less often, I am, as many of us are, largely held together by dry shampoo. So I wanted to tell you about a couple of my favourite dry shampoos. Now, Living Proof, which is a really wonderful, quite high-end hair brand. It does really good weightless masks, very good for fine hair. Very good dry shampoos. It's just released a new dry shampoo called Advanced Clean Dry Shampoo. Now, this isn't particularly what I go to dry shampoo for, because I go to dry shampoo because I've got fine hair to make it thicker and rougher and more textured and to make it hold better. This is dry shampoo that just cleans your hair, but leaves it really silky and soft. And it doesn't leave that white film. So, you know, it's if you're in a panic and you want dry shampoo that doesn't read as dry shampoo, but just brings your hair back to day two after a wash rather than day five, then it's worth a look.
Oh my
God. It's not cheap. I don't like spending money on my dry shampoos.
I love the sound of day two.
Oh, well, day two is the ideal hair.
It is. I've got day two hair today, so I'm amazed you didn't notice.
Ravishing. Yes, day two is what we should all be aiming for. But I don't like to spend too much money on my dry shampoo. So I'm a Batiste fan, which was the original. You know, it can be a bit white sometimes if you don't brush it out enough. But I find with the dry shampoos that are meant to be, you know, dark brown for brown hair, I end up spraying it all over my forehead and it just ends up speckledy and looking weird, or falling out of my hair, or ruining a white T-shirt or something like that. Clarin do a very good dry shampoo that's a sort of mid-brown that doesn't seem to fall out of your hair. But this is Batiste, but it's not any old Batiste. It's the Batiste Dry Shampoo and Volume. So I don't use it when my hair's dirty. I use it when my hair's clean.
Volume is one of your trigger words, isn't it?
Yes.
You love.
Yes. Yes. Constantly seeking
volume.
In all areas of my life, although perhaps a little less with my voice. She says trying to go dulcet rather than foghorn. Sometimes I hear myself and I'm like, my God, well, I hear my mother.
I do. Isn't that so weird? We've just about adjusted to seeing catching our mother in shop windows as we walk past, or sort of mirrors when you're looking, and now we hear our mothers.
It's like particularly when I'm talking to the telly, which I often do. Terrible admission. When the newsreader says goodnight, I say goodnight. But if I make a comment out loud at the telly, particularly if it's sort of, you know, sort of slightly judgy, I think, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
That is genetic memory. That's not what I actually believe. This dry shampoo is a styling product. The Batiste dry shampoo and volume, really. And so it goes from hair being silky and floppy and refusing to do what you tell it to do, and gives it a bit of muscle. Always a fan of muscle, maybe another trigger word for me. Pelvic floor muscles, etc., etc. More to come in a couple of weeks, guys. This is a clever product. There is a new range out by a very clever hairstylist called Kristen S. I think she comes from LA. I don't know. She probably does. They usually do. I can check that. But this is called Working Texture Loose Styling Powder. Now, you know when you see a woman and she's got short hair and it looks kind of sculpted?
Mm-hmm.
Or she has long hair and she's put it into a ponytail and it looks slicker than it normally would. Like she's run a fat comb or her fingers through it in a way that's created sort of glorious Ooh. Indentation and really, really held. And it just looks very, very polished. This is the product to do that. It's a powder, but it goes to something just this side of sticky. And it's worth a practice run. But if you get it right and you want your hair to just, you know, be sculpted in a certain way that isn't completely rigid, but actually looks like it has intention, I'm finding this kind of really interesting to play with.
I love the idea of a sculpted ponytail as opposed to just a kind of tragic bun. I mean, almost 98% of the women listening to this podcast right now will have their hair up in some kind of mad situation.
Including me. Fresh from, well, not fresh, disgusting from Pilates.
Running.
Tragic or, bun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or a tragic or a defeated ponytail.
Exactly. Well, this is
the opposite. And I think this could turn my tragic bun into a sort of, like, you know, power chignon.
Ooh.
In fact, when we're done, we're both going to try.
Excellent.
And that is a threat.
Oh, my goodness.
Puts it to one side. That's the sound of that. We're going to move on to a bit of a lecture, which is that a lot of you think that SPF is still optional. It isn't. A lot of us, slash you, slash everybody, think that SPF is something that only needs to be worn in the summer or in the sunshine. Not true. You also need to wear it inside. That sounds really mad and paranoid, but all the rays come through the windows. And honestly, if you care about your skin, these UV and UVA rays are going to ravage it much more than anything else, really, that you do to yourself.
I love the fact we're mad and paranoid about almost everything we say, almost everything we do, almost everything we wear, almost everything everywhere we go. So why not, like, add to that and just put SPF on every day?
Yeah, I'm going to add that. But also, apart from being paranoid, what we also are generally is habit forming.
Yes.
So just make it a habit. And I think there's an old preconception that SPFs are chalky, that they don't sink in, that they're not malleable, that they sit on top of your skin. And that's just not true anymore. So I'm going to talk about a couple that are really good. One is a fun, quite new brand called Salty. Really nice primary coloured and sort of shocking pink packaging. And they do, it's just very simple. It's not claiming to do anything other than offer you a factor 50 daily protection formula for your face. And I know you're a fan of this, Em, aren't you?
I mean, it's amazing to say that I actually have this and I use this and it's great. And
well,
I really like it.
There you go.
Yeah. And actually, I use their SPF in the summer as well I didn't sunbathe, obviously, for the tiny moments when I left the shade and the sun might hit me. And it's really nice and smells delicious.
I mean, a tinted moisturiser with SPF is fine, but really you want a standalone SPF. So the Salty one smells really nice. It's slightly coconutty. I'm putting it on the backs of my hands now and I've just rubbed it and it's gone. And in fact, if anything, it leaves a really nice... If you get a good SPF, it's going to act like a primer and it's going to create a really healthy sort of, you know, nurturing base for your makeup. The other one, which is another great brand, is La Roche-Posay. It's called Anthelios Age Correct. Again, factor 50, but this is full of anti-pollution and antioxidants and anti-ages and dermatological actives. So, and this will also help with wrinkles and fine lines and pigmentation, elasticity and hydration. So this is more than just an SPF. This you could use instead of a moisturiser. It's quite reasonably priced. It's not scented. It's good for skins that are quite allergic or quite sensitive. So those are just two, but really they're everywhere. So look and ye shall find.
And ye shall protect your skin.
And because, like us, you obviously haven't been sunbathing, or maybe you have, and now your tan is depressingly faded, I thought I'd talk about a couple of really simple fake tans. They don't like to call them fake tans anymore. They don't like the word fake. They like to call them self-tans. But they're fake tans. And that's the hill I will die on.
Yeah.
I am a devotee of Amanda Harrington's fake tan, which is perhaps a little less idiot-proof than these two. Only because, and it's a little bit more of an investment. So when you buy an Amanda Harrington face fake tan spray in one of three shades, counterintuitively, I'm the darkest, so maybe kind of be bold if you're going to give it a go. You put it on over your moisturiser, you need quite a sort of slick surface for it to go on. You don't want to put it on completely dry skin. But you also have to buy a brush to go with it. And that's your investment, because I think it's about £35, the brush, which will last forever. But what it allows you to do with this, you spray the brush and then you polish it onto your face, is it allows you to contour as you're applying the fake tan. So really you're applying semi-permanent makeup. So it doesn't just make you browner, it makes you more beautiful. And it's worked for everybody I know. So if you're feeling a bit wan, look into Amanda Harrington, because I think it's kind of the best. If you want something you can just smear on it goes, lash it on. I've got two, and they're both quite new. One is Oskia, which is a great brand, which is called Adaptive Tan Mist. And I've tried this tri-phase self-tanning water with all the good stuff, vitamins, B5, C, E, amino acids, peptides, and MSM. I don't know what MSM is, but I'm sure it's good stuff. It's a spray. It's literally a water spray. So you can spritz it on. I'm going to spritz you.
Spritz me.
Yeah.
Go.
Listen to this, guys.
Oh.
There you go. Do you feel fresh?
I do feel fresh.
Do you feel brown?
I like the smell.
It's a slightly odd smell, but it's not bad. But in about 5 hours, this will give you just a bit of a glow.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so you wake up in the morning, you think,
Do I need to rub it in?
No, you don't touch it.
Don't touch
it. You literally can't fuck it up.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
You could if you like, rubbed your eyes. You can't fuck it up. So you wake up in the morning, you think, oh my God, I can't do actual self-tan. That's going to make me look like I've smeared tea on myself and then, you know, go to work and look insane. You can just use this like a mist and it'll tart you up a bit for the evening. I mean, you could even use it twice in the day, and, you know.
Great. This is going to tart
double,
me up for
double
my,
drop.
For my first ever Pilates class.
Are you doing your first ever Pilates class tonight? Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan.
Hey, I've got arthritis in my neck spine or whatever, my spine. So
sexy.
Isn't it? Do you remember the disc bulge, guys? It's actually spinal arthritis. Woohoo! But apparently it's also frightfully common.
Then Clarins. Now listen, don't discount Clarins. Really patrician, elegant French brand. Their body oils are second to none. They've got fantastic body moisturisers, bath products. Their bath tonic is worth a look. I used their bath tonic body wash all through lockdown and I think it probably perked me up, but I mean, all things are relative. This is, again, very easy, tiny, adorable little bottle of Radiance Plus Golden Glow Booster. Effectively, they're self-tanning drops. So you've got a tiny bottle like this and you just put a couple of drops into your moisturiser when you put it on in the morning or night and it will do all the virtuous work for you. And again, it smells quite nice. But Clarins, you know, I think Clarins is really, really high quality, reliable. I've always been a fan. I like to have a little bit of Clarins in my arsenal.
Really? I like the fact that none of the tans smell like biscuits anymore.
They don't really smell like biscuits anymore. They smell a bit... There's an ingredient in the mix and smell a bit other.
Yeah.
But they don't actually smell like cheap biscuits in the same way. You don't radiate that smell. And also, if you sweat them onto your pillow, if you put them on at night, which you probably will, they wash out. I mean, it looks quite horrifying, but they don't stain. So be reassured about that.
We interrupt this broadcast with a newsflash.
Yes, I am getting a third piercing, a third ear piercing, which means I'm now obsessed with creating the perfect stack. Listen, I'm a proper amateur because I only got my ears pierced for the first time 2 years ago. But naturally now I want to really load up. Never go halves. And it's also confusing. And plus the confusion of the consumer guilt.
Well, hold on there. We have discovered a fantastic jewellery brand called Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, whose entire mission is to prove that high quality jewellery shouldn't cost the planet. So it's guilt-free shopping that doesn't cost the earth or the earth. And they are giving I'm Absolutely Fine listeners 10% off with the code absolutelyfine at analuisa.com. It's a treasure trove.
Anyway, back to my perfect step.
You're like... Stop with the science bit.
So we've chosen a mixture of some mid-sized gold hoops and chunky little huggies and cheeky sort of lightning bolt drops, that kind of thing. And they're giving us real joy. And there's quite a lot to be said for joy at the moment. Also, they're well-priced enough to make quite thrilling presents. So if you're looking forward to Christmas with kind of panic, you might want to get busy. They release new jewellery collections every Friday at analuisa.com, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A.
Now, use the code ABSOLUTELYFINE for a 10% discount. Now, we are big fans of their metal and their message. And if you head over to Insta, you can see our stacks. Oh, that sounds rude.
Yeah, everything sounds rude if you try hard enough. Anyway, 10% off with the code ABSOLUTELYFINE. Maybe it's time to talk about some makeup.
Mm.
Are you ready for that?
I am. Although, actually, you know, Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala this week wore a full, like, Balenciaga face mask. And I thought, my gosh, no makeup. Anyway, moving on.
Should we get you one?
That would scare everybody.
But we're not going to talk about scary makeup. We're going to talk about easy makeup. And I'm going to start with the queen of easy makeup, easy everyday glamour, was always Bobbi Brown. She kind of started it. And Bobbi Brown left Bobbi Brown a couple of years ago. And listeners may or may not know that she has reappeared in the last few months with a new brand called Jones Road, with a similar but more evolved philosophy. And it is excellent. Excellent, excellent stuff. It's really workable. It's really good quality. It's great. Their mascara is very good. They do these concealer pencils and where you can just sort of touch up, you know, the redness around your nose or under your eyes, you know, those kinds of things. But what I want to talk about is something called Miracle Balm.
I mean, who doesn't need Miracle Balm?
Don't you just want to grab it?
Yes.
Now, it's almost hard to explain what this stuff does, but basically your key word is glow.
Ah, now that's one of my trigger words, I think.
You know, particularly for winter, you know, there's less and less light. I'm unscrewing pots, if you can hear anything. Less and less light more and more gloom and central heating and skin starts to, you know, it takes some punishment and loses some of its summer glow. And this stuff is, it's not exactly a moisturiser. It's not exactly a highlighter. It's not exactly a blusher. It's worth remembering that highlighters don't need to be light. They just need to potentially catch the light. So you don't need to be smearing pearly things on your cheekbones. You'd be just as easy using, you'd do just as well using, for example, the Jones Road Miracle Balm in bronze, where you could just touch it to the tops of your cheekbones and to your, and to the, you know, the edge, to your temples, and it will just start to pick up some light. Look, you know, the bridge of your nose, your cheeks, you can build it. There are brown colours. There are a slightly more rosy colour here, which is called Dusty Rose.
I mean, it's completely delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. And then there's a colour, if you like it, if you like something that's a little bit more berry, might be good for slightly more olive skins, darker skins.
It smells like Bobbi Brown.
Do you think?
A little bit, yeah. Not the woman.
Yes, the darker shade will give you more of a blush. I'm going to put some on my cheek so you can see it sort of in real time and what I'm doing.
Actually,
so I've taken the one that's slightly...
So I would be a little bit overwhelmed getting a sort of balm of colour. Ah, so you're sort of doing it like you would a kind of cream blusher.
Yeah.
But you're putting it... Oh, yeah, but it's really light, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really light and it's slightly sticky. And it will stay slightly sticky. So, you know, it will stay looking, you know, it's a bit like an evolution of something like an 8-hour cream that we used to put in our eyelids.
Yeah.
You can definitely do it using your eyelids. You can definitely use it on your lips.
I'm going to put some on now.
Okay, wait for it, guys. Emily's putting on makeup.
Oh.
You need more than that, much more than that.
Okay, that's the thing.
You've got to break the seal. That's what they say. You break the seal so it comes. If it looks quite waxy and solid, you've really got to stick your index finger in and mush it up a bit.
Go on.
Emily's putting it on. What do you think?
Yeah.
Very, very subtle, but it'll wake you up. It'll make you look probably younger, probably less like you've got insomnia, probably less like you've been crying, probably more like you've got a decent skincare routine, probably less like you were drinking a lot last night. You know, it's only going to be good. So, and also it's a big, fat pot. So the price is in the 30s, the early 30s, I think. I haven't got it in front of me, but it's going to last you for, if I look at it, I mean, easily a year.
I'm a big
probably
fan.
Probably too.
Already.
So, yeah, Jones Road in general, though, is worth a look. And then, so if we're talking, if you want to move from highlighter to the idea of maybe contouring, giving yourself a bit of a cheekbone, then I want to tell you about Charlotte Tilbury, who generally makes things easier. She does what I call rear view mirror makeup, where you can literally just sit in the car or on the bus and pull yourself together. We've all got an embarrassing amount of Charlotte Tilbury in our bags. Now, she has a palette called the Nudegasm Face Palette. She's going long on nude at the moment. Nude lipsticks, nude eyeliners. And this has got two quite twinkie highlighters and two quite dead. They're not exactly bronzers. They're for contouring. Because where a highlighter doesn't have to be light, contouring doesn't have to be dark. It just has to steal the light. So it means if you put something under your cheekbone, the light has got nowhere, it can't reflect off it at all. So you want real dull colours under your cheekbones. And I like this because you could use this for a party or you could use it every day. It's you know, it's a really, really useful palette. Kind of fun, but also kind of clever. And she's always got tutorials on her website. So if you're nervous about how to give yourself cheekbones, this is the way. And when it comes to contouring, I like powder rather than cream. I know you see on Instagram all those girls with their white, you know, striping themselves with dark brown pencils and bright white pencils. But I think in everyday life, a powder and a good brush is probably going to be easier to use. Blusher.
Ooh.
Drunk Elephant is a really fun ethical brand. It's called O Blues Rosy Drops.
Mm.
Rosy Drops. Little bottle, quite a big bottle. Again, this would last you for, I mean, easily a year. And you can either, I'm going to show it to you. You can either put a drop on your cheekbones and blend it in for a really subtle, rosy blush, a bit like, you know, you've just fallen in love or you've just gone for a nice walk. Really, really subtle. You can build it up, though. Or you can put a squirt into your moisturiser and just rub it into your face and it will just lift and it will act as a really good base or primer.
I have to say, I'm slightly obsessed with this. When you laid everything out, I was like, ooh.
Why do you like it?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's
you liked it the moment you saw the bottle.
I think the bottle, I like the sort of shimmer. I like the sort of, I don't know, there's something about the satisfying squareness that you feel like is sort of quite practical rather than, you know, the compacts are beautiful and everything, but I just feel like, where would that fit in? Whereas this, I almost feel like you could carry it around in your pocket, not that you'd need to.
Yeah, yeah. We'll leave it in the car, in the glove box, along with
and
your
I like the,
tweezers.
I do. I like the shimmer, yes, with the tweezers and your breath mints.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of shimmer, but I'd rather use the word glow, because shimmer sounds like it's got particles in
it. Yeah, no.
And this just offers a lift, which is, lovely. You know, which is really what you want. Now, for all the glow, what you don't really want is shine down the middle of your face. So I would say don't forget powder. Because it is quite easy to look, you know, we've all got, you know, combination skin, dry in some places, and you can look quite mad if you get really, really shiny, and you can feel quite mad. And if I look mad, it makes me feel even madder.
Yeah.
So remember powder. And I've got here something called Forever Cushion Powder from Dior. Now, it's, you know, an old-fashioned loose powder, which is kind of making a comeback. And if you look at it, you're going to go, what? Because what colour is that?
Oh my goodness, it's sort of like pale pink, like really quite bright pale pink.
It's almost mauve, isn't it? It's called lavender. But when you put it on, it disappears to absolutely nothing. There, you see the shine?
Yeah.
Just take the shine off.
Gosh.
With absolutely no colour at all. The secret, we all remember seeing our mothers with great big poofy powder puffs or brushes, putting powder all over their face. The secret to modern powder is a small brush. Bigger than an eyeshadow brush, smaller than a brush. So you can literally get your space just above the, you know, the inner bit of your eyebrows, the bridge of your nose, the middle of your chin. You don't have to, you know, have clouds of powder flying around you like you're some mad Miss Havisham. But, you know, remember powder and give it a go.
Remember powder.
And give it a go. I'm going to move on quickly to eyeliners. Shiseido have got a couple of really good new eyeliners out. If you like the kind of eyeliner that is a pencil but goes on almost like ink and then stays. These are called micro liner ink. And if you want to put it on the tide line, which is just the inside of your eyes, they will stay put. And then you note there is that old fashioned trick that really works. If you want to look like you've got thicker eyelashes, you put little dots of eyeliner in between your eyelashes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then you put mascara on, so they look like they're thicker from the root. But you do need a very fine eyeliner to do that, a very precise eyeliner to do that, but also one that's soft enough for you to just dot, but then will stay put. I'm looking at it in black here and also navy. By the way, guys, remember navy eyeliner, purple eyeliner reads as black, but it's much more flattering.
I totally forgot about the tide line. I'm sure I went through a phase about 2 years ago of doing it. And then, of course, because who's worn eyeliner between that since now and whatever. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah, if you just line the inner corners of the inside of your eyes, it gives you a bit of impact without looking like you've worn a lot of makeup. And it also won't fall down your face or smudge or look heavy in any way. So I'm a big fan of those. And I've just got two more eye products I want to tell you about. The first is, it's another Charlotte Tilbury, I'm afraid, because she's so clever and ambitious, it just never stops. Double-ended.
Sounds rude.
Another nude. Bigger, brighter looking supermodel eyes, she says. It's the Super Nudes Liner Duo. And what she's got here is a very dark brown eye pencil at one end, which again is quite malleable to begin with, and then it's going to stay put. And then the other end, a pale nude. Now, do you remember what to do with a pale nude eye pencil, Emily?
Dot in the inside of your eye.
You line the bottom of your eyes with it.
Okay, close-ish.
And it takes away all the redness.
Ah.
So it takes away, you know, any punishment that you have taken. It within reason, it takes it away. It takes away, you know, when you're tired, you know, your eyes just look red and you just look compromised. So you do the nude along the lower line of your eyes inside, and then you might use the dark one either on your upper lids or on the tide line in the inner corners of your eyes, and then you're kind of done.
Gosh, I'm going to try this afterwards as well. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then if you want to play with eyeshadow, have a look at Hourglass. It's incredibly finely pigmented. It's really, really easy to use. And they have something called, I think it's a curator system. And you can just choose your own individual little bricks, and they'll put them into a palette for you.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it's everything from, you know, really shimmery to really dramatic to incredibly natural. Again, another ethical brand, and it just lasts forever. So I'm going to finish with a lip.
Yay.
I'm going to finish with a lip, which is NARS. Who doesn't love a bit of NARS? Soft matte tinted lip balm. There's almost nothing to it. It's a balm with a sheer colour wash. There are a few of these around. I particularly like this. This colour is called Brief Encounter. And when it goes on, it's just going to warm up your lips in a slightly sort of New York-y, Calvin Klein-y sort of way. Very satisfying.
Do you know what I love about a lot of these things is that they are all balmy. And I think that that's what we need. We need balm for the soul, balm for the face, balm for the lips. Bring on the balm.
It's time to be gentle.
Yes.
As I said, without being defeated. And on that note...
I know.
Good luck with the overwhelm. Good luck with the brink. Good luck with the verge.
Good luck.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Annabel Rifkin and Emily McMeekin of The Midult. Our book, I'm Absolutely Fine, is out now. If you like what you hear, please rate, review and subscribe.
And we'll just leave you with this thought. If it feels wrong, don't do it.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.